I love these photographs, art objects on the walls, putting the great peacemakers, some of them, up on the walls in front of us. And one of the things I was realizing at lunchtime is that in most of the information that we get about these people, they don't appear to be very scared. So I would like to talk about some people that I know who, to my mind, are great peacemakers, partly because they are scared and do it anyway. I was once speaking on a speaking tour in Holland, in the Netherlands, and my host in one town was a man who, although at that moment he was a museum curator, told me that his previous career had been as a lion tamer. And I was a gag because I had never met a lion tamer before. Yes, tigers, lions, large, you know, bears, that kind of thing. So I said, well, I'd love to know more about what that was like for you. He said, I'll show you my scrapbook. So he had the scrapbook open. I was looking through the pages. In one of them, his head was in the mouth of this enormous lion. And I'm just flabbergasted. I say, you must be the most courageous man I've ever met. And he said, ah, sorry to disappoint you. I don't happen to be courageous. And I said, what do you mean I see this head of yours in the mouth of a lion? He said, but to be courageous, you need to be scared. Because it's in the ability to do something, even when you're scared, that you get to exhibit courage. As it happens with me, I've always liked kittens. As a little boy, I was very attracted to cats. I always had cats around me. And to me, these enormous animals are, they're really just tabbies. They're just really at heart little kittens. So I get to play with them, and I make a living, or did make a living, playing with these tabby cats grown up. He said, I'm sorry, I have to find other ways of developing my courage, because this way didn't turn out for me.